This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer, sitting in for Scott Simon. It was a big news week, dominated, of course, by the sad details of the Virginia Tech shootings. But also this week, the Supreme Court issued a major ruling on abortion, signaling a shift in course. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez finally went before the Senate Judiciary Committee, and it was another violent week in Iraq. Here to discuss the week's news is NPR senior news analyst Dan Shore. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Linda.
Dan, two things that have been on my mind in the aftermath of the Virginia Tech shootings are mental health and gun control.
Well, mental health has always been a great problem in this country because there are laws in certain cases making it impossible to commit somebody to a mental health institution without permission. The result is that there are people, as the case of Mr. Cho, the Korean, there are people who don't get committed when they should get committed.
What about gun control, though? We understand that this young man just went across the street from the campus, bought a gun, easily bought another gun and a lot of ammunition, no problem, and then just a short time later used it to kill his fellow students.
Well, you know, all the way back to the Kennedy assassination, I can recall people saying, now there's going to be gun control. It was after Jack Kennedy, it was after Bobby Kennedy. Now, you see, now they got to do it under the anyway. And it didn't happen. There are now 240 million guns in this country. I think more guns than there are adults to wield those guns.
We don't know whether gun control will rise up again as a political issue in the 2008 elections.
I think not.
Not?
No. If it hasn't in the past under similar dramatic circumstances, there's nothing to make us believe, on the contrary, that you'll find that those who favor possession of guns will use this and say, see, if some of those kids in those classes had guns, we wouldn't be in this fix.
I've heard exactly that myself. Abortion, though, Dan, that is going to be a political issue, it seems to me, in the 2008 elections. That's because the Supreme Court ruling this week upheld the Partial Birth Abortion Ban Act. That's the first time that the court has not required some kind of an exception for the health of the woman. What do you think this might mean politically? How do you think it's going to play out?
Well, I think in the first place it carries out the prediction of many that once Justice O'Connor was off the court and replaced by a conservative, it would begin to tilt the balance of the court towards a more conservative court. And that apparently has begun to happen.
Which side would be advantaged on this? Pro-life? Pro-choice?
That's hard to say. It may in the end be an advantage for the people who want to make abortion available, because they were built into it a little permission that if the health of the mother is involved, you can challenge the constitutionality of this act. Don't ask me to give you all that a lawyer should know. But I have the impression that, as with every other previous thing, there are those who will fight to retain abortion, and there will be those who agree this is a great victory and say, let's go forward and get rid of Roe versus Wade.
Also this week, Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez testified in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee. There was talk beforehand that this could be make or break for him, that that he could lose his job or save it, depending upon how this hearing went. What do you think?
Somebody counted 71 times that the Attorney General said he didn't remember. I don't think that looks very good for him. I think that, I'll tell you what it puts me in mind of. Back in Watergate days in 1973, they had nominated somebody to be head of the FBI, Pat Gray, and he committed some great faux pas. With the result, they decided they were going to drop him. And when John Ehrlichman was asked by John Dean what the attitude was going to be, it was, well, we'll just leave him twisting slowly, slowly in the wind. I am not sure that we won't see a little twisting in the wind in coming weeks.
Dan, finally, looking overseas, this week has been a particularly brutal one in Iraq. Hundreds have been killed this week alone. Defense Secretary Robert Gates made an unannounced visit to Iraq, and here in Washington, The Democratic Congress and the White House cannot seem to come to any kind of agreement on the funding bill for the war.
Well, the Democrats are trying. They don't want to be caught in this one of being accused of not sending what our troops need over there. And so if they could get any little concession to their position, the last I heard was advisory, not timeline, not benchmark, but an advisory opinion on when we should start bringing the troops home. I don't see the White House giving in at this point. I don't really see any kind of real compromise coming very, very soon. And in the end, it's going to be terrible because there will be people pointing to our troops and saying, we're reaching the point where we can't supply them. And it's going to be very unpleasant.
NPR's Dan Shore. Thank you very much, Dan.
Thank you, Linda.